The mildew of sin. Even a little sin can be dangerous. Here is a quotation from Romans chapter 7, verse 19. For what I do is not the good I want to do, no, the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. Now Paul warns us about sin and suggests it has a mind of its own. Sin desires to rule our lives and find expression in our actions regardless of our good intentions or desires. Sin seeks to multiply and take over your life. Like mildew, it quietly grows. And, left unchecked, it spreads rapidly. It starts in our thinking, moves to our heart, and then makes its way into our actions. Soon it has become a habit. We just do it. Satan uses the mildew of sin to separate us from God. To treat mildew in the world, you must take the following steps. First, turn up the heat and dry the air to remove moisture. Second, seal all openings to prevent future exposure and moisture. Third, clean the contaminated area with strong chemicals to kill the mildew. And fourth, remove items that have decayed because of the mildew. In the spiritual realm, pleading the blood of Jesus works in every situation to destroy and prevent the mildew of sin. Trusting the blood of Jesus will enable you to, first, turn up the heat by meditating on the Word of God and spending time in prayer. Second, to protect your mind and heart by sealing all gates of access, eyes, ears, and mouth. Third, apply God's Word to help you cleanse your mind and heart from all doubt, fear, worry, and unbelief. Fourth, rely on the Holy Spirit to help you regulate the atmosphere by removing people and situations that thrive on darkness and defy God. Child of God, are you a good custodian of your mind and heart? I encourage you to ask the Holy Spirit to show you any area where mildew of sin exists in your life. Once you discover it, go to work immediately. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you do a thorough cleaning. Trust the blood of Jesus and get your spiritual house in order. Kill the mildew of sin in your life and live in the light of God. Father, thank you for the life-changing power of your word. Holy Spirit, help me to establish God's word in my mind and heart. Give me a desire for faithful obedience, that I might keep my spiritual house clean and free from any mildew of sin. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.